We're talking Nagan Perek Hey, Mishnah Dar, Kol Safek Nagan Bitzchila. Tahar Ad Shelo Nizkak Letum. Anytime we have a Safek Nega initially, and the Mishnah will go on to explain exactly what type of Safek Nega we're referring to. The Safek would be taught if we had the Safek prior to the person being deemed by the Kohen Tamei Mukhla. He has not yet been deemed Tamei Mukhla. In such a case, we would say a Safek Nega is Tahar. Mishnah Nizkak Letuma Sveko Tamei. But once the Kohen has deemed the person Tamei Mukhlat, in such a case, if after that there's a Safek, that Safek would be considered Tamei. Ketzah. What are the case that the Mishnah is referring to? Shnayim Shebo Eitzel Kohen. Two people, they both have an egg on their skin and they both come to the Kohen. B'zeh Baharis Kegris U'b'zeh Kesel. The first person, he has a Baharis on his skin the size of a gris. While the other person has a much larger nega, he has a nega the size of a sella, which is much larger than a gris. So the Kohen locked both of these people up to see if a Simen Tuma develops while they're locked up. So Shavua, B'zeh Kesela, U'b'zeh Kesela. V'eini Yadua, B'ezeh Mehem Pasel. By the end of the week, when the Kohen went to check the Negam, he saw that both people had Negam the size of a sella. But he doesn't know which one of the two people has a nega that has spread, which is a Simen Tuma, and therefore that person is Tamei Mukhla. As a person whose nega was originally the size of a gris, and by the end of the week is the size of a sella, that person is Tamei Mukhla, as his nega had spread, which is a Simen Tuma. While the other person whose nega originally was a sella, and remained a sella by the end of the week, would be locked up for a second week, as he does not yet have a Simen Tuma, since his nega did not spread. But the Kohen doesn't remember which one of the two people's nega was the size of a gris originally, and which one of the two people's nega was the size of a sella originally. Bein b'ish echad, bein b'shnei anashim tar. Whether this suffix occurred with one person, or whether it occurred with two people, both people would be tar. If this suffix could occur with one individual, if one individual has two different negam on his skin, one nega the size of a gris and the other nega the size of a cell, and the Kohen locks that person up to see if it's a metuma developed, by the end of the week, both negam on this person's skin is the size of a cell, just the Kohen does not remember which one of the two negam was originally a gris, and which one of the two negam was originally the side of a cell. He doesn't know which nega has spread and is Tamei Mukhlat, and which nega did not spread and would force him to be locked up for another week. In these cases, both people, or both negam on the one person, are tar, and the person is free to go. Now, even though the person is mimanash of Tamei, in the case where one person had two different negam, and one of them for sure spread, so this person, in either case, is Tamei. Who cares which nega is the one that spread? But the fact is that this person is Tamei Mukhla. And certainly he shouldn't be free to go. As even the nega that did not spread, he would have to be locked up for another week because of that nega to see if a Simen Tuma developed. So the person who has a nega on his skin is locked up for up to 2 weeks to see if a Simen Tuma developed. So why did the Mishnah say that the person is totally free to go? It is no longer Tamei from either one of the negam. The answer is it's Xeris HaKasav. Chazal learned out from a pasuk that when there is a suffix, and we don't know which nega is the one that has the Simen Tuma, even though both Negam are on the same person, the person is Mimanav Shach Tamei, one of the Negam for sure will cause him to become a Mukhla, and the other nega should cause him to be locked up for another week. Even so, the Torah says that he is tar completely, since we don't know which nega spread and which nega is the one that would force him to be locked up for another week. And so too, when this suffix occurs with two people, that we don't know which one of the people is Tamei Mukhla and which one of the two people would have to be locked up for another week, we would let both of these people go. Neither one of them would have to be locked up. Neither one of them would be Tamei Mukhla either. They are both totally tar. This is a Gzeirat HaKasam. Rabbi Kiva differentiates between whether the suffix happened to one person or to two people. In such a case, there's one person with two different negam on his skin, and one of them certainly spread, just we don't know which one of the two negam spread. In such a case, according to Rabbi Kiva, that person would be Tamei, since we know for sure that this person has a nega that spread, so he would be Tamei Mukhla. As opposed to, if the suffix happened to two people, the two people had negam, and one of those two people nega had spread by the end of the week, and we don't know which one of the two people's nega had spread, in such a case, Rabbi Kiva would agree that both people are tar, both people are free to go. Even though both people are at least Tamei Mukhla, they at least should be locked up for another week. As you're locked up for at least 2 weeks to see if a Simen Tuma develops, this is a Xeris HaKasav that both people are totally free to go, they're totally tar. The Sach Nagan Parakeh Mishnah Hey Misha Nifkak Latumba Beko Tumah. If there's a Suffolk Nega, if the Nega has already been deemed Tumah Mochot, that Suffolk would be Tumah, as opposed to the case that we had in the previous Mishnah. That when there's a Suffolk Nega prior to it being deemed Tumah Mochot, the Suffolk, it's sorry in this case, the Suffolk would be Tumah. Kesa. What's the case? Shnayim Shabo Eitzel Kohen. Bezeh Beharis Kegritz. Ubezeh Kesam. Two people have a Nega in their skin and they come to the Kohen to look at the Nega. One person's Nega the size of a grit, and the other person has a much larger Nega the size of a cellar. So the Kohen locks them both up to see if a Simen Tuma develops. Beso Shavua Bezeh Keselavot. Ubezeh Keselavot. Shnayim Tumei. When the Kohen looks at the Nega at the end of the week, each person has a Nega that's slightly larger than a cellar. Both people are Tumei Mocha. Now, this is not a case of Suffolk. As there's no Suffolk over here. Both people for sure have a Simen Tuma and are Tamei Mukhla. And even a person whose Naga was originally the size of a Sela, since the Naga is now slightly larger than a Sela, the Naga has spread, and that's a Simen Tuma. And certainly, the person whose Naga was originally only the size of a Grit and is now slightly larger than a Sela, his Naga has spread quite a bit. And of course, he is Tamei Mukhla. Apopi Shechazru Leois Kesela Ukesela Shneant Mehem Achiyachzru Leois Kegrit. Now, this is a case of the Suffolk. After these two people became Tamei Mukhla, the two people's Nagam have now gone back to being the size of a Sela. They both continue to be Tamei Mukhla unless the Nega diminishes and is only the size of a Gris. And when both of the Nagam spread to larger than a Sela, since both of their Nagam spread, they're both Tamei Mukhla, that's not a Suffolk. But now, the two people's Nagam are slightly diminished. They're now the size of a Sela. One of these two people is no longer Tamei Mukhla. As a person whose Nega was originally the size of a Sela, he is no longer Tamei Mukhla, since the spreading of the Nega is gone. The Nega is now back to its original size. While the person whose Nega was originally the size of a Gris, and his Nega spread quite a bit to slightly larger than a Sela, even though the spreading went down a little bit, and the Nega is only the size of a Sela, but he still remains Tamei Mukhla, since the Nega is still larger than it was originally. But we simply don't know which person's Naga was originally the size of a Gris, and which person's Naga was originally the size of a Sela. So the Mishnah tells us they both remain Tamei Mukhla, even though it's a Suffolk, one of them is no longer Tamei Mukhla, since this Suffolk occurred after they were both deemed Tamei Mukhla. The Sveiko is Tamei, we have to be Mitamei, both of them may suffer. They both continue to be Tamei Mukhla, unless one of the two people's Nagam, or both of their Nagam, go back to being the size of a Gris. And if the Naga diminishes itself to the size of a Gris, then that person for sure is tall. As even if his Nega was the one that was originally the size of a Gris, the Nega is now back to its original size, and therefore the spreading is gone, and he would no longer be Tamei Mukhla. Zehu Sha'amru Mishaniskak Latuma Sveiko Tamei. This is the case in which the Chacham were referring to when the Chacham said that once a person is deemed Tamei Mukhla, if he has a Suffolk in his Nega, that Suffolk is